EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur Newscoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. Op vandag se program gesels ons met Corey Olusina Daniel van AP3 Advisory, 'n professionele dienstefirma wat spesialiseer in advies, besigheidsversekering en portefeuljebestuur met 'n fokus op PPP, publiek-private vennootskap en projekfinansieringskonsultasie regoor Afrika. Maar soos ouer gewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hooftrekke. 'N nuwe dokumentêre film getiteld Elephant Alone is amper voltooi. Dit vertel die verhaal van Oupoot, die laaste oorlewende Nuisna-olifant diep in die antieke woude van die tuinroete. Na jare se geduldige verfilming het die produksie die voorlopige stadium bereik. Die film ondersoek temas van geheue, verlies en die mensdom se verantwoordelikheid teenoor hierdie legendariese wese. Die film, vervaardig deur The Connect Foundation, samel tans fondse in via 'n Back a Buddy skadefinansiering veldtog om die finale verfilming, redigering en klankontwerp te voltooi. Die skeppers hoop dat die dokumentêr besinning sal inspireer oor wat verlore gaan wanneer spesies stilweg verdwyn uit die landskappe waaroor hulle eens geheers het. Afrika se hernubare energie sektor brei vinnig uit namate regerings en beleggers oorskakel na sonkrag, wind en batteryberging, postadiger, duurder steenkool en waterkragprojekte. 'N onlangse ooreenkoms tussen China en Zambië en 'n rekord van 110,36 gigawatt nuwe hernubare kapasiteit wat verlede jaar bygevoeg is, toon hoe vinnig die verskuiwing oor die hele vasteland versnel. Dalende tegnologiekoste en vinniger projeklewering maak hernubare energie aantrekliker as konvensionele kragsentrales vir myne, fabrieke en huise. Ondanks die momentum, bly finansieringshindernisse en swak nutsbalansstate groot hindernisse vir die opskaal van skoonkrag oor Afrika. Vandag gesels ons met Corey Olusina Daniel van AP3 Advisory. Kan jy AP3 Advisory aan ons luisteraars voorstel? Wat doen jou firma en wat bring jou na Afrika se omgewings- en infrastruktuurruimte?
We are AP3 Advisory. We're a specialist public-private partnership and infrastructure finance consultancy working with multilateral development banks, development finance institutions and other financial institutions to structure public and private sector developed projects for finance. We are actively working on projects across 12 African countries.
Hoe help AP3 Advisory besighede, regerings en organisasies om befondsing effektief toe te ken vir omgewingsvolhoubaarheidsprojekte?
You know, Africa's infrastructure deficit is a big challenge. The numbers are breathtaking, but the impact is real in terms of how it impacts everyday people. And so what we do, working with governments and private sector operators, is help them solve the big challenge of how do they access finance? How do they structure their projects in such a way that those with the capital are able to deploy that capital to build roads, bridges, airports, industrial parks that deliver jobs, sustainable jobs to people.
Hoe lyk 'n tipiese dag vir jou? En hoe werk jou PPP, publiek-private vennootskap en projekfinansieringskonsultasie regoor Afrika?
Our typical everyday looks like this. Maybe not as nice environments in Cape Town. Sometimes it's behind a screen, working with private and public sector organizations who have good concepts that they now want to make bankable. And the way that financial institutions think about what's bankable is how have you structured the project in such a way that you've taken out any sort of risk of default? How have you ensured these projects comply with all the sort of environmental and social safeguards and standards to ensure, for instance, you are not looking to locate in heritage sites where significant people are displaced? And if you have projects that are in these sort of environments, how do you justify the public good of constructing there and ensuring an effective and accepted resettlement plan is in place? It's these sort of issues and challenges that we help project sponsors think through because that's what's critical to unlock finance for tackling the infrastructure challenge and deficit that we have in Africa.
En dit was Corey Olesina Daniel van AP3 Advisory. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.